It came as a surprise to me to read a press release sent by the Irish Bishops' Commission for Justice and Social Affairs denouncing widespread violence in Irish society. Surely, I said to myself, Ireland is a wealthy nation, a nation with one of the highest standards of living in the world. What kind of violence can the bishops be talking about, and where does it stem from? Actually, my Irish colleagues here at the radio didn't seem at all surprised. They confirmed that violence in Irish society is a serious and growing problem, and that measures have urgently to be taken. I decided to look into the question and telephoned Father Owen Cassidy of the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs. He told me of the document that has just been launched by the Commission in response to the very serious state of affairs.
This is a position paper being launched by the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs. That's the Catholic Church's Justice and Peace Commission here in Ireland, in which we call for the society to recognise the seriousness of the increase in violence in Irish society today. Because the reality is that despite the fact that in Northern Ireland the paramilitary violence has largely ceased, violence itself has not ceased. In fact, there's an increase in violence. In fact, in a small population in Northern Ireland with 1.5 million people, every 22 minutes, the PSNI, the police service in Northern Ireland, are called out to investigate an incident of domestic violence. Every day, 6 children are brought into care. In the Republic, even just in the last 10 days, the most recent statistics on violence show a 26% increase in murder and manslaughter in the Republic and a 73% increase in threats of murder, harassment and other related offences. This is an appalling state of affairs, and it's not something we can remain silent with. We cannot remain silent. The Church has no option but to respond to this evil and to say everything it can to combat this evil.
Before asking you how the Church is going to respond or what kind of solutions you have found, what exactly are the roots of this violence? Where does it stem from?
Echoing Pope Benedict XVI when he talked about the need for a natural, human and social infrastructure, it stems from the fact that you have at both a family level and at societal level malfunctions. In fact, with the pressures on family life, the pressures on parenting, the pressures of consumer society, you have intolerable pressures on parents in trying to rear children. And violence stems originally from nobody is born violent, but violence has that root cause in failure of parenting skills. It also has, there's a social infrastructure. The cities and towns are built without adequate social facilities. It's not a question of housing facilities, also recreational, educational, cultural and social facilities. And people felt that they're some way marginalised by society. And one of the sad things about Ireland, I mean, Ireland has lots of good things going for it, but that is the societal inequality levels are very high. And when in society where there are high levels of inequality, relative inequality, people can feel very excluded from society, and excluded in a consumer society means that it touches the roots of their own self-esteem, and it can have effects in terms of feeling angry, excluded, and can lead to violence. So you have the hugely difficult thing of abuse of alcohol and drugs, and one has to be frank and say that a lot of violence is drug-related and alcohol-related.
It sounds as though Ireland has had a huge economic growth in the past few years, and somehow the structures of society just haven't, kept up.
Yeah, the economic growth has been hugely positive for Ireland. Ireland now has a standard of living that is the envy of many industrialised countries in the world, and it has given great opportunities for people. But it also creates its own issues that need to be addressed, and particularly in terms of support for families and support for parents. And we are calling in this document for family support services and parenting supports that will allow children to grow up in an environment whereby they have that secure moral boundaries, a loving environment whereby the factors which make for a peaceful society are fostered.
In what way does the Bishops Commission come into it structurally, practically?
Well, it is a public organisation, just like every other public organisation. It seeks to make a contribution to the common good. It seeks to contribute to societal awareness of these issues. And particularly in this document here, we're calling, it's a call to for a discussion group, it's a call to highlight the realities of violence today and a call to highlight the possibilities of responding to that in a very constructive manner. Because, to put it frankly, the church has no option but to respond to an evil such as we have here. It has no option but to attempt to promote and to call to promote a more peaceful and just society. And if, in fact, it can do that by highlighting issues such as highlighting this document, well, then it's a positive contribution.
Thank you very, very much, Father Cassidy. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
There is one thing I'd like to add, and that is just to acknowledge the reality that in a media-driven culture, there is a danger of glamorization of violence to the media. And it's very important that we nail that firmly. And that where, in fact, you glamorize violence either by promoting Godfather-type images in the media, you are creating role models which are inherently dangerous and can have a very detrimental effect on the growth and the adaptability of people to society and can, in fact, contribute in no certain manner to a culture of violence.
That was Father Owen Cassidy from the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs.